to more Dukes and Bell, presented by Finley Roofing.
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm going to read Eddie's tweet to us. Follow us, guys. Dukes and Bell 929. Put them up. See Dukes. Follow Mike, who's on vacay, at Mike Bell ATL. And Abe Gordon. It's simple. At Abe Gordon. Eddie sent a really interesting tweet. We'll get back to that here in just a little bit. And Hawks general manager spoke today. What did he have to say about Trey Young's contract negotiations? We will discuss that on the way. Grant is here. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, covers MLB for us and does a terrific job. Grant, it's funny because Abe and I were talking about, you know, being on the West Coast, taking on the A's. I said the A's, and Abe said he calls them the...
It's the Athletics.
Because they're playing in Sacramento. Does it matter with this, you know, minor league park that they're at? I mean, the circumstances are the circumstances. It doesn't change anything for the Braves, right?
It doesn't change anything about the winning that you want to do, but I think overall it's just... we don't want to spend our whole time here. I know we don't have as much today.
Give it to me.
On the Athletics, but... It's a shame that it's in this position to begin with. I mean, there were a lot of regrettable situations over the last probably two decades in Oakland that led to the A's being where they are now, which is not in Oakland, and on their way with a layover in Sacramento to Las Vegas, allegedly. So we'll see how that whole thing goes. But no, I mean, for the Braves, it's basically you need to win every single day now is kind of what it's turned into. You'd like to win every day is I think, the prevailing thought. But now it's pretty much like if you want to get anywhere, you've got to win every day. So that's where it starts in game one here on Tuesday.
Grant, we've got Didier Fuentes going tonight. And this is a guy that, considering where the season is right now and the injuries in the rotation and obviously getting an extended opportunity to try and learn and develop at the major league level, what do you think is the next step for him in his progression to being a little bit closer to being a legitimate starter?
I would tell you more time in the minor leagues to develop is probably the real answer to that. But necessity is what has him here. And obviously things have gotten worse since he arrived with the loss of Spencer Schwellenbach. So the Braves, in a lot of ways, are just kind of grasping at whatever straw they can to try to form a five-man rotation. And I think you could pretty much argue right now that it's more of a two-and-a-half, three-man rotation. You don't really know for sure what you're getting in two of those spots. It kind of depends. What you're going to find in the minor leagues if you decide to call in some other names. But to answer your question, I mean, obviously experience is helpful. The A's are a team that if you go ahead and look, you can see where they are in the American League West. You can see where they are in the overall picture of Major League Baseball. But they've scored a lot more runs than the Braves have this year, so it's certainly not a lineup that you're going to be able to just completely overlook. You got Brent Rooker, who's a very good player. Their shortstop is also he's an all-star. Lawrence Butler's a pretty good bat as well. So they've got some players that can hurt you, and I think as much as anything, it's about execution for him. It's about precision. The stuff is there, but I think it's really about the game planning and putting the pitches where he needs to in order to become a little bit more efficient. He did fine against the Angels last time out, but 3 2/3 innings every fifth day is not really helping you out when it comes to that rotational load that really needs to be carried by whatever the five names are that are starting for the Braves.
I know you don't, but I got to ask, any answers for Money Harris?
No, I don't have any answers for him other than just continue to try to find what you can in the work before and find your way out of it with some confidence-building games. But those just haven't come for him. I mean, it wasn't going to be just get a couple of days off and all of a sudden he becomes a great player again. I still think there's a great and talented player in there. The results are simply not there. He's not walking. He's not making good pitch decisions. I think that I got a lot of feedback about his at-bat at the end of the game on Sunday where he swung at a 55, maybe, that might be polite, 55-foot breaking ball out in front of the plate on the first pitch. That's the level of aggression that he's been showing. Those are the kind of decisions he's going to have to cut out in order to kind of take back the power from opposing pitchers because they know they don't have to come after him, and he continues to expand the zone. So if you want an answer for something that needs to stop, that's definitely the thing I would point to.
Grant, we've seen a couple of teams – take guys who were up and comers and who have been extended and send them back down to the minors. I think the Red Sox did it. I think the Orioles have done it. What's the downside of giving Harris a couple of games down there at Gwinnett?
Well, I think at this point, it's not about a couple of games. If you're going to do that, you're going to do it for an extended period of time. And you're also talking about, I believe, if you look at some of these other teams, like Christian Campbell has spent, 2 months in the big leagues? Michael Harris has been a part of this club for going into his fourth season. And I know he can still be optioned. It's still, technically part of the ability that the Braves have. I just feel like it's kind of the nuclear option in a lot of ways. I mean, the Braves sent Dansby Swanson down to the minor leagues to kind of recalibrate in, 2017? So is there a precedent for it? Yes. But typically you're not talking about somebody who's gotten this far along, who's won a Rookie of the Year award, who is defensively one of the most important players you have on what is arguably baseball's best defense. There are some things to look at on both sides of the ball to question, but ultimately his value is not just the glove. It's finding his way to be a competitive hitter again. And you'd like to think that somebody with this much major league experience under his belt can figure that out at the major league level.
You like what you've seen from Profar, right?
It's been fine, and it's anything you felt like that you could get out of left field was going to help. I mean, he's got power. He clearly has shown that. Having another switch hitter in the lineup gives you some versatility to, you gave Ronald a day off on Sunday. I don't foresee a whole lot of those, but he could hit more toward the top of the order. I understand what they're doing with Acuna and Olsen right now, but having somebody that can do something in the middle of the order is key. I talked about Marcelo Ozuna in the article I wrote for the Marietta Daily Journal on Monday. His decline this year has created kind of a crater in the middle of the order because Braves cleanup men are hitting, 244 this year, and I think their fifth-place hitters are batting 220, and you go on down the list underneath that, which Ozuna's not responsible for, it doesn't get much better. So you needed to put somebody in either the four or five spot that could get themselves on base and maybe do some damage. And I think that Profar could serve that role. And right now the Braves just need him to come in and contribute. He doesn't have to save the season. Certainly we know there's a lot of things that would go into that. But getting him back is a net positive for this club.
Grant, what is the plan in the rotation now? Are there some younger guys that we're looking at being called up? Or not even necessarily younger, just guys in Gwinnett, either Jackson Stevens or Hurston Waldrop or someone else? Or are we just going to try and here's a day off in a bullpen game there and kind of work your way that way?
No, I don't think they can continue to do bullpen games. So whether that is a Stevens or a Wiles or a Waldrop from AAA, I saw Ian Mejia just went to AAA. He was in Columbus and pitched pretty well there. He's a name that he could maybe get some consideration, but it's slim pickings, and there's just not a lot going on. But, yeah, I mean, the bullpen game thing, that can just go all kinds of wrong. And before the Braves lost Chris Sale and then Spencer Schwellenbach, you were looking at a bullpen that had thrown the fewest innings in Major League Baseball because the rotation had been the unquestioned strength of this club. And now the one thing, I mean, they're still good defensively, but the one thing that they were doing really well on the run prevention side was getting the length out of the starters and the quality out of the starters they needed. And it's just flat out not there because you're looking at Fuentes, you're looking at Elder, and you're not getting what you need in those two spots. And then you're looking to get everything you can out of Spencer Strider and out of Grant Holmes right now. And hopefully getting anything you can out of the other two guys by the time they get back. But it's just a big black hole, I think, at the end of this rotation. And I don't know how many names they're going to throw at it, but they're certainly going to have to get creative, if not outside the organization, to just fill these innings with some capable arms that can get you through five or six innings on a routine basis.
Yeah, fill these innings. That's the discussion we were having earlier about this rotation. It's tough right now. Grant, great work as always, man. We'll see what they do against the Athletics tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.